Hello.
Hello, Herman. It's Carolina calling on Skype. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Maybe you can share your exciting story of rescue with me. What happened?
Well, what happened was that we received a VHF radio call early yesterday morning around 8 a.m. from a colleague doing research on fin whales in this area, and he spotted a transient orca strand on a rock in northern Squally Channel. And so we acted really quickly and traveled up to that location. At the same time, the Gidget Guardians from Hartley Bay did the same thing. We all met close to where this female orca stranded herself. We assessed the situation. We quickly realized that it was a falling tide. So the only option we had was to keep her under as little stress as possible. That means not too many people too close. And we decided the best thing to do would be to keep her cool. That means to pour water on her body, and we used blankets and sheets and did just that. That was really the only thing that we could do. We helped her, and it took about 8 hours, 9 hours of keeping this whale comfort and cool. And as the tide was rising again in the afternoon, it was around 4 o'clock. Was then floating again, and then it took her about 45 minutes to negotiate and how best to get off these rocks. We all just kept our distance at that point. We were just watching from the distance, and by 4:15, she got off the rocks and she was free, and she swam away. Her family, her pod was in the distance. We had our hydrophone in the water. We were listening to the underwater sounds, and they were communicating. So it was probably just a matter of time, and they were reunited again. And so that's basically the story.
Wow. And tell me, when you were putting water on this whale, putting blankets on the whale, trying to keep it cool, how is she responding to all of this?
She was very... At first, she was stressed out. You could feel her breathing was getting a little faster. But after a little while, after like maybe 15, 20 minutes, she was used to it. I think she knew that we were there to help her, because she was very calm. We were constantly there pouring water on her. I think what was good, though, is we numbered the number of people that was working with her was fairly low, so we didn't have a whole bunch of people working with her. But she was calm. She was. I think she knew that that we were trying to help her, and it must have felt really good for her to have cold water on her skin. So that probably helped.
I can imagine, Herman. You've had lots of experience with whales in this area. Have you ever had such a close experience, though?
Never. We had with an orca, that was the first time. We had one stranded Pacific white-sided dolphin a few years ago, but having a stranded orca was a whole new experience for us. And we're just very happy. We're very happy on two fronts. First off, it was a huge community effort. Everybody around here, including the people in Hartley Bay, acted swiftly, and our research colleague Eric Keane was there with his group, and there were 15 to 20 people in such a remote area like where we are, and we all cared about this whale, and we were just very lucky that to give that whale another chance.